Everything in this project is together, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because the way everything started, it was completely organic.
Yeah.
Well, the way everything's supposed to start, mm-hmm. organic and natural, and no pressure. And we decide when we start working on the music, to don't present nothing aggressive, mm-hmm. just contemplative music, just soulful and peaceful music. And one of the most strong elements, and at the same time most peacefully and more organic and natural, is the water.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is something can destroy. The water can destroy things.
Destroy also, yeah.
Yeah, but the water is powerful than the fire,
mm-hmm.
because the water can annihilate the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, yeah, water it's a fundamental element, yeah, because it is a daughter of Oshun. Oshun is the river, is the water, is love, is the honey, is the
sensuality.
Yeah. It's her. Violin is her.
Yeah.
Well, is basically one of the instruments that she loves. She loves drums, of course, mm-hmm. but the violin, in our African tradition, the violin is one of the most sweet and more acceptable. Instrument. You shouldn't love it because it's like it's kind of, you know, it's kind of aristocratic in a way, you know? and it should love good things.
Yeah.
Only good things. I'm a son of a Batala, but I born from Jemaya.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jemaya in our tradition? Is the sea, is the mother of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So With this feeling back, we both agree from the very beginning. But we have few titles before.
Yeah.
The Los Cubanos.
Yeah, then we tried a Yoruba title. We wasn't like completely satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, talking about the mood of the album and the inspiration and how it was created, also because we composed all the album in Menorca, in Omar house,
mm-hmm.
in front of the sea. So thinking about all these elements, Omar said, what about if we call it very simple, like Aguas?
Mm.
I say, I love that. Let's think about, and the more we think about, the more we like.
Okay. Alors, qu'est-ce que vous avez...
Oui. C'est une question très intéressante parce que quand j'ai... Ça va si je reprends en français?
Oui, il n'y a pas de problème. Ouais.
Quand j'ai commencé à travailler avec Omar, et avant de jouer, on a beaucoup parlé, on a beaucoup bu, mm-hmm. du vin, mangé. Yeah. Et dans cette conversation, ce qui revenait constamment, c'était... Et comme la musique cubaine est devenue aussi du monde tellement musculaire,
mm-hmm.
tellement virtuose, mais pas seulement virtuose dans l'effet de... Oui, on a des musiciens virtuoses, mais musculaires.
Mm-hmm.
Et on s'est dit, ok, oui, c'est, on est ça, mais on n'est pas que ça.
Mm.
Et spécialement pour Omar et pour moi, qui vivons depuis un certain nombre d'années en dehors de Cuba, mm-hmm. il a tous les côtés d'ouverture sur le monde,
mm-hmm.
et il a tous les côtés de subtilité, d'espace, de mm-hmm. silence. Mais bien sûr, on ne peut pas arriver là si dans notre tête, on est en train de penser qu'on doit prouver quelque chose.
Ok, good.
Et pour moi, c'était un long chemin. J'ai eu beaucoup de chance de pouvoir travailler avec Omar en ça, qui a plus d'expérience, parce que c'est vrai que quand on commence, on a l'impression qu'à chaque concert, on doit dire « je suis là parce que je sais jouer,
yeah.
ce n'est pas un hasard,
mm-hmm.
ou ce n'est pas parce que je suis jolie, je suis là parce que je sais jouer. » Et Omar était génial en ça, en me disant, tu sais, on s'en fout.
«
Don't care about that, mm-hmm. just we have nothing to prove.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you have nothing to, you know, to even to myself, you know,
yeah,
to prove to myself, and of course not to prove to the others. And we were talking again and again about that, and the music we wanted to come out, it is a music that was motivated by love, mm-hmm. and not by the ego. Mm.
Oh. It's like Gillian already say, in Cuba or in the Caribbean, actually in Africa, mm-hmm. you know, it's a kind of masculine scene, no?
Mm-hmm.
And for example, in Africa, you sit under the tree, mm-hmm. and it's nothing masculine. The breeze, the birds, it's just pure love.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, you know, without it shouting, without it say something loud, it's like the kora.
Mm-hmm.
The kora is one of the most sublime instruments the human being create. Kora is African instrument, the African harp.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for the griot to tell histories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always find a way to bring a poetic
mm-hmm.
attitude to the audience.
Mm.
So let's say we are Cubans, we can dance, we can play tumbao, we can play all what you know.
Okay.
But Cuba have this too.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba can have this kind of birth, can mm-hmm. sing like a classical or mezzo soprano.
Mm.
Mm. Tu eres mezzo soprano?
Sí.
We should play violin. With moments, but always with, you know, with this subtlety,
mm-hmm.
and included, we include our deep traditional, like what I can call Afro-Cuban instrument, mm-hmm. like a bata drum, like a boxes, like a calabaza. Basically, what we do, we try to make a project based
mm-hmm.
in our traditions, but present, yeah. You know, the sweet
mm-hmm.
breeze
mm.
of our culture.
Yeah.